Now, as I think about it, I think almost everybody here has moved from one house to another, right? Is there anybody here who's in their first ever house or where they've always lived? You've always lived on Explorer Way? Oh, I am getting old. I thought he'd moved. Okay, so you've always been on Explorer Way. Okay. Now, I know you've moved from one state to another. Have you guys changed states? Or were you born in California? You were born in Texas. Okay, cool. California. And you were born in North Carolina? North Carolina, okay. And you're born in California. And you're born in California. That I do remember. This is a country where lots of people move, because I moved to California, but before that I was in Florida, and before that I was in Ohio, and before that I was in Connecticut, and before that I was in Ohio, and before that I was in Montreal, and before that I was in Toronto, and before that I was in Chicago. And I know that you folks have probably moved. Of course, your family came from a whole different country, didn't it? Your family came from a different country, right? Your family. I know you were born here. I remember that, too. Yeah, we were just talking about moving and seeing how many folks here had moved. And pretty much just almost all of us at least have moved from one house to another. Sometimes families get to move together, but sometimes they don't. When I was in school, there was a friend of mine whose family was moving to another state because his dad had gotten a new job. But it was real close to the end of the school year. And so they decided that as tough as it was, most of the family would go ahead and move to the new house in the new city in the new state for the new job, but my friend Andrew would stay behind and finish school. So he stayed with some really good friends, and they took good care of him, and his family was in contact with him all the time. And they talked every day, so there was a lot of family support. But it was still kind of tough for him, because he got lonely, and he missed his family, missed his brothers and sisters, but it just was a better idea for him to stay. But his dad was saying, it's okay, because we're making a place for you. We're getting the house all ready, your room is all set up, it's all ready for you, and then we'll come back and get you at the end of the school year. Jesus tells us that that's what he does too, that after the resurrection, he went to be with the Father. But he sent God sent the Holy Spirit to be with us, and Jesus is preparing a place for all of us to be with him forever. And in the meantime, we have the Holy Spirit who reminds us about the things that Jesus told us, who helps us understand the Bible when we read it, and who reminds us that we can talk to Jesus every day, just like Andrew was able to talk to his dad. How do you think we talk to Jesus? What's a good way of talking to Jesus? Yeah. Praying, exactly. We can pray to Jesus every day. By going to church, exactly. This is the way that we stay. We were reminded that we're in God's family because we're with all of our family members. And we're with each other, and we remember. And we help each other get through. Because one thing that really helped Andrew a lot was that his friends knew the situation he was in. His friends knew he was kind of lonely and missed his family. So his friends supported him along the way. And that's what we do for each other as well. We're friends and we support each other and help each other get through tough times. So let's get together and say a prayer right now, and then you can be off to Sunday school. Does anybody feel like doing a prayer about friendship? Okay.
Dear God, please let us know that whatever we do, our friends and family will still be with us no matter what we go through. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. All right, that was a good prayer.